and the more you know. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
And now, Talk Radio 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money, Not Theirs, with your hosts Richard Musio and Joe Vecchio. Now, here are Richard and Joe.
Good evening and welcome, everybody, to another installment of It's Your Money, Not Theirs. My name is Joe Vecchio, your co-host and announcer. I want to apologize for being out ill last week, but we're here tonight to talk about health. And we've got a very special guest in studio, Kathy Kinane, and I'm going to toss over to Richard Musio right now to begin tonight's program. Hi, Richard.
Hey, Joe, welcome back. Hey, I heard that the show was rated twice as high as normal when you were out last week. What's that all about?
Well, I know what ratings you are reading. You're going to have to get the American version.
Okay, I'm just teasing you. So let's see. Let me give you the lineup of, shall we say, disabilities. Joe was out ill last week. And then our guest, Kathy Kinane, who's going to be coming on here shortly, was in an auto accident on the way down here when somebody hydroplaned on the freeway. But fairly minor damage, and she's doing okay. And she's here with us. And we just had her take a deep breath. And I just bought her some water. And I think she's ready to rock and roll.
Well, we have a little rain going on out there. I'm glad the Susan B. Komen walkers got their 3 days of walking in without hitting too much rain. But
I think they might have, although I guess if it was raining all day today, they hit some. Yeah. I know they... did 3 days. I know last year it rained all 3 days, so this year I think it had to have been better than last year.
Yeah.
And then I drove 450 miles to be here. I ran the Big Sur Half Marathon this morning.
Oh my gosh.
Up in Monterey, California.
What time did that start?
Started at 7, and I ran it in 1 hour and 42 minutes, and then I got out of Monterey at about 10 o'clock and got back home at about 5.
Oh my gosh.
I drove 7 hours in the rain. It rained the whole way from Monterey down here to San Diego. There wasn't a break anywhere.
I think I'm going to be ill again.
But it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And we're going to be talking about running and health and actually business and money, because if you're unhealthy, it's hard to make money and you probably end up costing yourself a lot of money. And we're also going to be plugging our big charity event that's coming up on Thanksgiving morning, the Oceanside Turkey Trot.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving morning in downtown Oceanside, starting at 7 a.m. at the Civic Center.
How many years have you been doing that, Richard?
This will see 2006 was our first year, so this will be our sixth event. We're expecting about 8,000 runners, right, Kathy?
Oh, my gosh.
That's correct.
Oh, my gosh.
About 8,000 runners. That means we'll probably have about 12,000 people at the finish line. We have a five-mile run at 7 a.m., and then at 8:30, if you sort of want to sleep in, we do a 5K.
That's got to be one of the bigger runs in town, aside from the huge rock and roll, right? I mean, how many runs could 8,000 runners out there?
It's, I think, in the top 10 here in the county.
Wow.
Without question. And then after the 5K at 8:30, we have a bunch of kids 1 mile races for those who are between the ages of 3 and 12. So it's going to be an exciting time in downtown Oceanside Thanksgiving morning. We are the Move Your Feet Before You Eat Foundation, and that's what the show is going to be about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be about people in the community, business leaders who give back to their community. And it's going to be about why it's important to be healthy.
When did you first take up running yourself, Richard?
I took up running not until 2004 at the age of 46.
Wow.
I took it up very late in life. I did not run at all up until the age of 46. Not to say that I was unathletic. I was a baseball player, a pitcher, and a tennis player.
Mm-hmm.
And I still play tennis, and I still play hardball.
Mm-hmm.
But as a pitcher, I did not run. My outfielders were for running. And I told my outfielders, you're for running, I'm not. And when you get the ball, just do whatever the shortstop tells you, because outfielders aren't really bright. That's why they're out there. And in tennis, if you're running, it means you're losing. So if you're playing tennis and you happen to be running, you're also losing. You need to change your strategy and your tactics and make your opponent run.
Mm-hmm.
So I never ran until I was basically 46, 47 years old.
What prompted you to get into running?
Well, what happened is I went blind in 2001, and so I was disabled for about a year and a half, had a series of eye surgeries, and didn't get my eyesight back until January of 2003. And so I was in my mid-40s, and I gained a lot of weight at that time, not because I was eating poorly. I just couldn't exercise for over a year.
Wow.
And I also had to go on medication for high blood pressure and high cholesterol, which was really distressing to me. I, for example, have never even tasted coffee in my lifetime. I don't like taking stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so my family physician told me, in addition to losing the weight, if I wanted to get off the medication, I actually had to get my body in real good shape. And he suggested that I start not running, but jogging, which didn't really sit well with me because I live by Coast Highway. And I see, well, I mean, living by Coast Highway, I saw runners all the time, and none of them looked like they were having any fun whatsoever. They were all grimacing and sweating. And
mm-hmm.
But he finally told me, he said, look, it's serious if you want to get off these medications, and it'll help you lose weight too. He said, just start jogging for 5 minutes and then walking for five and
mm-hmm.
jogging for five and walking for five and then turning around. And coming back. And so I started doing that, and it actually started working. I started losing weight.
Wow.
But never had any intention of being a long-distance endurance runner, which is what I ended up becoming. Wow. And that's sort of the reason why the foundation exists, why Move Your Feet Before You Eat exists.
And did you get most of your eyesight back, or?
I got back 95% in the left eye and about 80% in the right eye. I lost my peripheral vision in my right eye.
Wow.
That's really the only permanent loss
is in
the right eye. So I don't ride a bicycle, but I do run. I do play actual hardball, fast pitch hardball still in an over 38 league. I got enough sight back to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I still play tennis, and I'm still really good in tennis. I've won 14 high-level tennis tournaments in my amateur tennis career. And the nice thing about losing your eyesight and coming back as a tennis player is if you miss a line call and your opponent complains, you can say, look, you're the one who was stupid enough to play with a blind person, not me. So you have a built-in excuse for missing line calls in tennis, although I think I give a lot of points away because I play everything that's within 2 or 3 inches of the line, you know, out, in. Because
of course, you've got a history with Bobby Riggs as a teenager, but we'll get into that in another show.
Yeah, that'll be another show. My history with Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King and so on.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's why I got into running, because I wanted to get my body into shape. I lost over 50 pounds. As I said, I ran a half marathon in Big Sur today in 1 hour and 42 minutes. That's under an 8-minute pace.
Wow.
Out of 8,000 runners, I think I came in 700 and something. I haven't looked at the exact results yet, but I came in pretty well. And then last week, I won a gold medal in my division at the Silver Strand half marathon. I did two half marathons 7 days apart, which is not really advisable. Yeah. But I thought, what the heck? You're only young once.
Well,
and I picked up that was my first gold medal last weekend in the half marathon distance out of about 50 tries. I've won about 20 gold medals.
Yeah, you told me you put a few pounds on to get to win that.
Yeah, this is the funny story. I actually gained weight to run a half marathon last week because I had this unique division. It was called the Clydesdales, but you had to weigh 195 pounds. So they had over 40 and under 40, but you had to weigh 195. Well, I normally weigh 186 or 187. So about 3 weeks ago, I weighed in at 188, and I said, I want to run this division because I think at 195, I can get my first gold medal. It's a pretty big race. There's about 4,000 runners. I don't mean in the division, but I think there were 19 people in my division. And so for 3 weeks in a row, I ate nothing but pizza for dinner.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I never do, but it was great. And so I weighed in before the race at 195 and 3 ounces in the over 40, 195 division. That's over 40. And I was 53 years old. I think out of the 19 guys, I was the second oldest one. And I came in first place. And in fact, I almost beat the guy who won the under 40s at the 195 pounds and up division. He only beat me by like a minute and a half.
And of course, you know, you're a competitive runner, but even for the avid jogger, I mean, that's still a very good thing to do, right? And you don't have to, I mean, you're kind of setting a higher standard than most, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, we call ourselves Move Your Feet Before You Eat because the whole message behind the foundation was to encourage daily physical activity, particularly up in the Oceanside community where we run our biggest race.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But for anybody, I think regular exercise, as well as good diet, is very important. And so we call ourselves Move Your Feet Before You Eat because I think it stresses the message that exercise is very important. And on Thanksgiving, people tend to eat way too much. So if you move your feet before you eat, you can even eat more, right? So
that's true.
But the interesting thing to me, and we'll talk about this more during the show, is if you look at the healthcare costs that employers and companies have to bear because so many employees are, shall we say, out of shape, to be kind about it.
Yeah.
Absenteeism, illness.
What is about 2/3 of Americans are obese or overweight? Isn't
it? Not obese, but overweight. I think about 20-something percent are obese.
One of those two.
Well, anyway, it's a big number. Mm-hmm. But the point is absenteeism, not being, shall we say, engaged at work. It's called presenteeism or some such thing. You're there, but you're not really doing anything because you're not focused.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of, for example, minimizing healthcare costs, reducing healthcare insurance costs, and so mm-hmm. on, I think being in shape. And there's many companies out there now, a couple of our sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we take a little break here. Right after this break, we'll come back and talk with our guest, Kathy Kinane, and back with Richard Musio. We'll be back in a second. Thanks.
Parts of the aircraft were scattered over a wide area on a remote ranch 22 miles east of the famous Hearst Castle.
760 KFMB was there.
Drew Tomlinson stood up, touchdown on the second effort, San Diego Chargers.
70 years on the air.
It only feels like about 40.
Right. 760 KFMB.
Since 1954, Business Valuations Limited has served the affluent and private businesses by measuring, creating, and defending equity values. Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited serve thousands of trusted advisors and their clients in tax, transfer, and transaction matters, as well as IRS discounting and shareholder disputes. Business Valuations Limited is a veteran-owned firm offering a global footprint with local insights. Call 1-800-286-6635 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-286-6635.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-500-1992 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-500-1992. 1-800-500-1992. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
When it comes to your vehicle, trust the experts at Rapid Transmissions to keep you safely on the road this holiday season. Rapid Transmissions is offering a limited-time-only holiday special good through the end of 2011. That's right, this holiday special will not last. Stop by any of Rapid's three convenient locations in San Diego at 3905 Convoy Street, Escondido at 859 Broadway at the 78, or 8861 La Mesa Boulevard to receive a complete transmission service, an engine oil change, and a 21-point maintenance inspection on most vehicles for only $99.95. You are already saving $70 off the transmission service alone, and the 21-point maintenance inspection on most vehicles includes underhood, undercar, and brakes. Spend this holiday season with the ones you love, rather than stranded on the side of the road with a large automotive repair bill. Take advantage of the $99.95 holiday special before it's too late. Call now, 800-562-7675. That's 800-562-7675. Or visit rapidtransmissions.com. Happy holidays from Rapid Transmissions.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free Rosetta Stone demo. So, what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I've tried to learn a new language before, and it was always too hard.
Well, Rosetta Stone is a completely natural way to learn a new language, just like you learned your first language. No tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. It even comes in 30 languages. Oh, but there is one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start speaking a new language in less than 15 minutes.
Aha! Wait, did you say 15 minutes? To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now, 1-800-600-7115. Experience for yourself the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. For your free demo, call now, 1-800-600-7115. That's 1-800-600-7115.
Information, education, inspiration, conversation. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
All right. I thought we'd mix it up a little tonight, Richard, and throw a little Bob Newhart in there because you're kind of a psychologist yourself anyway. So that was for you. Welcome back to It's Your Money, Not Theirs. And we'd like to thank one of our premier sponsors, Lestat's Coffee House, one of the original and best coffee houses in San Diego. They're in Normal Heights. They're in University Heights. They have live music and entertainment seven nights a week at the Normal Heights location where Richard likes to hang out. And if you'd like to get any calls in tonight, if we have time, it's toll-free 800-760-KFMB, 800-760-KFMB. And back to Richard and tonight's special guest.
So I'm going to officially introduce Kathy Kinane. Kathy is the race director for the upcoming Oceanside Turkey Trot. She's also executive director and owner of Kinane Events, her own event company. And she is the co-founder of the Move Your Feet Before You Eat Foundation with me and one of the board members on the Move Your Feet Before You Eat Foundation. Welcome, Kathy.
Hello, Richard. Happy to be here.
Yeah, I heard you had some fun experiences getting here.
It was very wet out there tonight. Yes, the water was significantly deep, and there were a lot of cars hydroplaning, but I'm very happy to be here and excited to be talking about investing in your health, which is really important to all of us.
It's important to me particularly because I was not healthy and now I am, and running played a big part. So tell us a little bit about your history. I know you were the women's track coach at UC Santa Barbara, a Division I track program, and you've done a lot of interesting things surrounding athletics and running during your career.
Well, I think similar to you and Joe, you know, I started out to try to deal with some issues, obviously. You know, as a teenager, I wanted to make the volleyball team, and the requirement was you had to run a mile. So I got out there and I started running from tree to tree in my neighborhood, and eventually got to be running up to running 2 miles and ended up being able to play on the volleyball team. But also as a young teenage girl, I had a lot of trouble with depression, and I found that running was a fabulous tool for dealing with that. And then, of course, later in life when I was in college, I was taking a psychology class, and I thought, well, I'll do a little research on that. And just like you, you know, I found about read the book, The Joy of Running, and I did a lot of research on it, and it's been found to be just a fabulous tool for dealing with mood issues. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't have to take any prescription drugs. You just go for a 30 to 40 minute run, and it helps to relieve mild to moderate levels of depression. And the United States right now, antidepressants are the number one prescription drugs. And the reality is, you know, I think God designed us to be hunter-gatherers. And for humans, if we don't hunt and gather every day, we have some problems. And of course, the drug companies and the alcohol companies, they get it. They know that we're easily addicted to things like that, and that if we don't hunt and gather and get out there and get some fresh air and exercise, we have issues. And so a lot of these fermented carbohydrates, you know, obviously create bigger problems for all of us, alcoholism. So running is just fabulous. And it doesn't have to be fast running. It can be walking and jogging, you know, run a minute, walk a minute, run a minute, dancing, anything that involves movement. The human
body thrives.
I love
that part where they say you can jog. If you can carry on a conversation and jog, that's great, because I love to talk. And if you can do two things at once like that, that's the right pace, though, if you're just starting.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. You know, good. You don't have to be a competitive athlete. You don't have to be always on the edge of being injured. I have a running group on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturday mornings where our youngest is 24 and our oldest is 66. You know, and so we have a program that meets the needs of all of them. Mm-hmm. And basically, it just comes down to being healthy. Mm-hmm. It's more about what your body can do instead of anything else. Why don't we have these useful bodies and keep them useful? And that comes from being physically active and engaged and making the social commitment to do it with a friend or family member. Like you say, you like to talk all the time. Well, one of the best parts about running is that you can do it with your son, your wife, your friend. And yes, you can run next to each other and chat. It's a little hard to chat playing tennis or chat playing baseball or chat playing basketball. I'm not sure exactly why, but it's one of those really functional sports. I know for me, a very wonderful moment that I saw with Richard one day as I went down the Encinitas 5K, and there's Richard crossing the finish line with his teenage son. And I'm thinking, you know, every family should want to share moments like that, where a father is or mother is able to spend quality time with their teenagers. Because how many activities can you actually do with your teenager that involve some sort of communication or just physical time together? You don't have to talk, but you're there together. And then, of course, when you accomplish something like completing a 5K, you get to share that memory forever. And there's not a lot of that opportunity nowadays.
Yeah, that was a special because, you know, my son, Evan, is a rock and roll star, so he doesn't like to spend too much time with old dad. So the fact that we got to do something like that fun together, and in fact, he said he's going to be out at the Oceanside Turkey Trot. We'll see. He like, you know, rock and roll stars like to sleep in the morning.
We have a family, the Wilsons. Peggy Wilson's been running the race, and her son's been running the race. And again, one of my amazing memories was her son ran the race, won the race. And as soon as he crossed the line, he trotted back and ran the rest of the way in with his mom. Huh. And I thought, it doesn't really get any better than that, does it?
No, does it? Now, Joe, you used to run. You took up running to give up smoking when you were very, very young, right? Many, many years ago.
I moved out here from the Midwest when I was 18. And, well, actually, I was 22, but I had been smoking since I was 18. And about 2.5 years in, I really wanted to quit. And then I realized I couldn't. It was, you know, beating myself up every day, like most people, and moved out here, and I saw people jogging at 6:30 in the morning. I go, wow, I mean, I'm in Chicago. You never see anybody out running, you know, that maybe now, but back then it was, you know, very, very rare to see. So I read that same book by Dr., I think it was Thaddeus, but he went by Ted, Kostroballer, mm-hmm. The Joy of Running. And I remember the part about where he would take clinically depressed patients and just have them out and just make a move around a track. You'd even have it jog at your own pace, whatever it was. And he concluded that they all improved to some degree or another. And I'm not sure if there was anything about smoking addiction in that book, but I figured, you know, if I would go and run for 25, 30 minutes every day, it would motivate me to quit. And ultimately, one day I just, you know, one morning I woke up and I just did not want another cigarette again. And it was, you know, a tremendous day in my life. And then I jogged all the way up until about age 40 or 42. And I should get back into it again. But I'm not terribly out of shape right now. But I could stand to lose a few pounds.
No, you look pretty good, Joe. Hey, one neat thing that we're going to see, Kathy, Thanksgiving morning in Oceanside, we talk about a father running with his son or a son running with his mother. We're going to see three generations of families running together, grandparents, parents, and kids, right?
We are. We have Ann Garrett, our superstar, who she's a 77-year-old grandmother who lives in Oceanside. And she recently set the American record at the Carlsbad 5000 this spring, and she ran a 25:57, I think. And she's run faster on the Turkey Trot course. She'll be there with her daughter and her grandkids. And an amazing story that she told me was here. She took up running after doing race walking because her daughter invited her to join a race. And after doing it, she enjoyed it so much and got that uplifting feeling from all the chemical changes that happen in your brain. You know, running actually does affect the serotonin and dopamine levels in your brain, very similar to antidepressant drugs, but it's healthy. And so she'll be there with her whole family, and she's been terrific. She's been going out to the schools and running with the kids. She told me that she was there with her grandchild one day, and he's a 14-year-old teenager again, and he was sitting on the couch playing the Nintendo game, and he goes, you know, Grandma, I think I want to try out for the wrestling team. And she said, well, you know, if you like, why don't you come and join me for a run in the morning? And, well, not only did he join her for the run, but he brought all his friends. And the very cool thing was not only did he make the team, but he and his friends are like the top athletes at their school now. Huh. And when they ask him how they got started, well, they went running with their grandma.
Wow.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Wow, that is a great story.
And so, by the way, a 100-year-old recently completed the Toronto Marathon last month in October. Oldest person ever to complete a marathon. Yeah. Incredible.
Well, we have to take a little break right now, but on the other side of news, weather, sports, and announcements, we'll come back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs. Richard.
Podcast, video, streaming audio, and more. It's all at 760KFMB.com.
What do you do when you have a small problem in your relationship? The best bet is to handle that issue before it turns into a real problem. Same thing goes for handling termites. Termites are the stealth bugs of the insect world. Hi, I'm Sue Fries, owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. Did you know Ecola is the leading ecological solution for termite problems? Right now, termites are looking for a home, your home. Chances are, they've already moved in and are swarming and nesting, becoming a real problem. We'll get rid of them quickly and conveniently with the Ecola Green Advantage. We use microwave, electric gun, and Ecola heat that eradicates termites without the overnight move-out hassle. Call us today for a free estimate at 1-800-332-BUGS. That's 1-800-332-BUGS. Ecola. ECOLA, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about the Ecola Green Advantage warranty. Call 1-800-332-BUGS. Get $100 off any termite work for new customers only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the total transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now 1-800-224-1851. 1-800-224-1851. That's 1-800-224-1851.
Right from the start of their home remodel, Heather and James Mattson of University City knew they could trust Maracal Design and Remodeling to make their renovation easy, comfortable, and stress-free.
From the beginning, we really trusted that they were going to deliver what they said they were going to do, and then we got a project manager who was fantastic. We both have hectic lives and young children, and I travel frequently for my job, and the idea of doing a huge renovation was really overwhelming, but they made it very easy.
What they really provided for us too was a large level of comfort. We felt like we were in good hands. We felt like things were under control, that they knew what they were doing. They're extremely professional about how they handled everything. So everything was moving very fluid. The way they dealt with issues were just seamless. They just handled it, moved on, and we got on to the next thing.
2011 National Remodeler of the Year, Maracal Design and Remodeling. Trust your home to us like Heather and James Mattson did. Call 619-441-9300, 619-441-9300, or visit trustyourhometous.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's largest invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination. Plus, get an informative brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referral services have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call now. 1-800-910-6158. That's 1-800-910-6158. Call toll-free at 1-800-910-6158. That's 1-800-910-6158. InventHelp is a fee-based company.
The more you listen, the more you know.
Mike Slater mornings, Rick Roberts afternoons.
This is Talk Radio 760 KFMB San Diego.
It's nice and rainy in San Diego with the information you need. I'm KFMB's Rick Williams. Well, the rain is going to stay with us through Monday morning, and it will be tapering off in the overnight hours. With a little heavy rain going on right now this evening is expected along the coast. Half an inch out there and a little more than an inch out in the local mountains. And the San Diego Union Tribune has been sold to local developer Doug Manchester. Current owner Platinum Equity says the sale of the 143-year-old paper will be final December 15th. And the Car to Go service, it rents out a small two-seater electric cars by the minute, and it's the first all-electric car sharing company in North America, and it's open for business right now in central San Diego. Are you getting ready for Small Business Saturday? Make sure to get your free promotional tools from Constant Contact. Visit ConstantContact.com/Saturday. KFMB weather right now, it's rainy and 57 at Lindbergh Field. In sports, the Chargers lost to the Bears today, 31-20. They'll host Denver at Qualcomm next Sunday. And the Aztecs football team lost to number 10 Boise State last night, 52-35 at Qualcomm. And now the latest from ABC News.
New York City police arrest a man for allegedly building pipe bombs. Commissioner Ray Kelly says 27-year-old Jose Pimentel was plotting several attacks.
He talked about bombing post offices in around Washington Heights and police cars in New York City, as well as a police station in Bayonne, New Jersey.
Investigators have been watching Pimentel, someone they call an Al-Qaeda sympathizer, for 2 years before making the arrest. Two campus police officers at the University of California, Davis, are on administrative leave. This follows the outrage over the use of pepper spray on students who were sitting with arms linked. The school chancellor has refused calls to step down. A new poll in Michigan shows Republican Mitt Romney would beat President Obama if an election were held today. But Obama would beat Newt Gingrich and Herman Cain. The president carried Michigan in 2008. No big surprise at the weekend box office. The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1 easily took the top spot in its debut weekend with $139 million in ticket sales. I'm Brad Wheelis, ABC News.
Hear the news. Speak your views.
It is totally un-American.
We need freedom.
Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
All right, we're back with a little Peter Gunn with It's Your Money, Not Theirs, reaching L.A. County, Orange County, San Diego County, out to the desert. And we're back with Richard Muzio and our special guest, Kathy Kinane. And I think we've got a caller, Richard.
Kelly from San Diego called. She says she started running at 60. I assume that means age 60. Let's put her on. Kelly, are you there?
I am.
How are you this rainy evening
fine.
In San Diego?
This is my first time I've called in for a radio show, but I just was very impressed with what you were saying.
Well, thank you. So you started running at 60. Tell us about that.
Well, I was running with my 15-year-old.
Okay.
So you figured that one out when I had the child?
45.
You got it.
Okay. I'm a CPA. I can do that math.
Okay. But anyway.
I'll put my pen away.
Yeah. You can't start too late.
Yeah, there was smoke coming out of Joe's ears when he tried to do that. But
and I've won quite a few medals and been in the Senior Olympics and things like that. Oh, and yeah. You might tell them about the Senior Olympics. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends who participate in the Senior Olympics. Some runners know a lot of senior basketball players who play on both the men's and the women's basketball teams in the Senior Olympics. Great cause, too.
So how old are you now, Kelly, if I might ask?
Pardon?
How old are you now?
Well, I'm old enough to know not to tell.
Because if you started at 60, you're obviously more than that. So.
Yes, okay. Yes. I arrived in San Diego 12 years ago on April 1st, and on the 26th I did the 5K.
Okay.
Coming downhill, and boy, that's rough.
Yeah, downhill's tough on the body.
Right. I'd had no training at all. In those 26 days, I've been moving out. And so I wore a green outfit with a turtle on my back and came in fifth.
Neat. Does your son still run? I'm just curious.
No, he's too tall.
Okay.
He hasn't done the running. But I started with him, and then we did climbs. He was very good in climbing, 60 flight stairs. And
sure.
So I did those things with him, and I've been on the financial field also.
Okay. Yeah, I know so many people take up running later in life. The neat thing about it, it's something you can do basically for your entire life, whether you start young or start late. You can do it forever if you stay healthy. In most sports, you can't play football forever, can't play volleyball forever.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the biggest sports right now taking up is croquet.
Mm-hmm.
You can play that forever. You can fly kites forever. Outdoors and doing something physically.
Exactly.
Kelly, how about coming out for Richard's turkey trot on Thanksgiving?
I would like to. I'm doing some other things, but I would like very much to talk to him about his feet before you eat.
Yeah, Move Your Feet Before You Eat Foundation. There's information at, I guess, www.osideturkeytrot.com. I should also give the website for Kathy Kinane's event company. That's okay. www.kinaneevents.com. That's K-I-N-A-N-E, and then the word events. So K-I-N-A-N-E. events.com. Okay. There's information about the Move Your Feet Before You Eat Foundation on the website, right, Kathy?
You bet.
I'd love to talk to you another time, Richard, about this because I have a seat on the exchange.
Okay.
Exchange.
But shoot me an email too. I'm rjm at fabcpas.com. And
just let me get back to your director and he can give it to me.
That's perfect. Very much appreciated.
So
all right. Thanks for calling in.
Certainly.
Richard, how about we give out the easy emails, rich@iymoney.com or joe@iymoney.com.
Oh, yes, I always forget about those.
Yeah, those are pretty easy.
Those are pretty easy. Mm-hmm. rich@iymoney.com, joe@iymoney.com. Speaking of money, let's not forget the stats. If you want to do your own economic protest, boycott the monolithic coffee houses that exist and go to your local neighborhood coffee house. And that would be Lestat. So if you live in Normal Heights, Kensington, University Heights, Hillcrest, go to Lestat's on Adams Avenue, I think near 33rd Street.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's one at Parker Monroe. And I want to tell you, people come down from University UCSD, and their open mic night. I talked to one lady, a little Asian family. They drove down from Chico.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're quite the draw.
But anyway, Lestat's. Very much appreciate their support. Mm-hmm. So I want to talk a little bit about how the Move Your Feet Before You Eat Foundation came into being. So running meant a lot to me in terms of getting my body back into shape and getting off the medication. And so I wanted to create a foundation to, shall we say, put something back in the community. And Kathy and I identified Oceanside because Oceanside is somewhat underserved in terms of it has a history of gang issues. It has some transiency issues because of the military. A lot of low-income families live there who, as a general rule, tend to have poor diets. And so we just wanted to put something back in the community. Initially, the general thought was just to promote everyday physical activity in the community. But I would say, Kathy, our focus has really turned to the kids over the last 3 or 4 years. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, there's no doubt. We're working closely with the Oceanside Boys and Girls Club to have an 8-week training program in both the fall and the spring with the kids that are in the after-school program. And right now they have 700 kids that participate in the running program. They'll have about 100 of them at the Turkey Trot this year. And it's just a great thing for them to look forward to and give them a reason for training. The first year that we started the foundation, we were fortunate enough to get a donation from Nike, and we gave around 180 pairs of shoes to the middle school kids there in Oceanside. And we have seen a trend towards improvement, finally, in the last few years, although I give a lot of credit to the parents in the area and the people in the food service. They're working harder to give the kids more nutritional food meals, and the parents are getting them to run together. On Thanksgiving Day at the Pacific Marine Credit Union Oceanside Turkey Trot, we'll have a lot of families. We will offer a group registration for the event, and we're typically having families of 3 or 4 register together. And that's coming from the parents, realizing that it's really important to invest in their own kids' health and keep everybody healthy and happy. So we've, over the past 6 years, we've contributed about $115,000 back to the local schools and nonprofits of North County, where we incentivize them to run by giving $5 from the entry fee to many of the charities. For the Turkey Trot just this year, we'll probably give close to $35,000, and most of it will go to Oceanside schools in the area. So it's a way to incentivize them to participate. That little $5 investment works both ways. They invest in their health, and we invest back into their school and their nonprofits.
And I think the real neat thing about our event is we have so many great volunteers. We have volunteers come out of Camp Pendleton. We have parents, like you said, of kids in school. Everybody on our board, Roger and Jerry Martin, David Kane, Ruben Sandoval, Dr. John Michaels. I know I'm forgetting somebody. Gary Nessam, Kathy Kinane, and myself. Did I forget anybody? I may have forgotten one person. We're all volunteers. Nobody on the board gets paid any compensation. And we have hundreds of volunteers who come out and help us at the event, as well as the programs that get run through the schools. So it's become a very much, shall we say, a vision that a lot of people in Oceanside have bought into. I know we've also had some help from farms to schools, some organic farms out in Valley Center, who've come in and assisted some elementary schools with planting their own vegetable gardens, because I think one challenge in schools is the easy access food in most cases is junk, fast food vending machines and soft drink machines. And I think that certainly doesn't help promote good health when kids are eating cookies and candy and drinking Coca-Cola and then having sugar highs and sugar lows. I think they certainly do much better in school when they're engaged because of both physical exercise as well as a more appropriate diet. And I'm amazed at how poor or how much junk food there are in so many schools. So I know Farms to Schools has been a big contributor for what we're doing as well in terms of getting the message out that it's better to eat healthy than to not eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, our goal is to get them to eat the food that comes out of the ground instead of the food that's in the box or the can or frozen. And a lot of the schools now in Oceanside have gardens, like Palmquist Elementary School. They have a very extensive garden program where the kids actually they eat the food there as part of their meals, and they also sell it on the weekends. And I think that from a science perspective, they're learning so much about chemistry, and they're really enjoying that and really getting a lot out of being close to their food instead of going to a store and having no idea where that whatever in the box is. They don't know what it is.
The kids love composting, don't they? They get into worms and all
worms
that stuff.
Worms are the best.
The kids love that stuff.
Yeah, but the other issue there, everybody, is type 2 diabetes, which is basically a self-induced illness. Yeah. It comes from lack of exercise and poor diet. And there are it's an epidemic now in this country, not just in Oceanside, but in this country. And it's all based around lack of exercise and an extremely poor, shall we say, junk food diet. And there's no reason why this should happen.
Well, it's really difficult to get fresh fruits and vegetables when you go out to dinner. And, you go out and I tell people that basically you're stuck with brown and white food, cheese,
potatoes,
and hamburger. And, one of the things that when you're talking about investments, right now, so much of our tax dollars that's allocated towards food subsidy goes to cattle and milk products, and we shouldn't even be eating them. And there's so little that goes to our local growers. And so instead of us having to import fresh fruits and vegetables from Mexico and Costa Rica, wouldn't it be great if that subsidy that goes to cheese go to our local growers so that our kids can eat locally grown fresh fruits and vegetables?
Not to mention genetic modification, which we could probably do a whole other show on that topic alone.
It's awful.
Yeah. But from what I've read and seen, that the kids really get it. If you offer them a salad bar, some healthy food, that they like that in schools. It seems to be doing pretty well. Now, you know, I think you have to take what you folks are doing here locally is great, because if you wait for Washington to rescue you, I mean, they're saying pizza's a vegetable. You saw the latest last week.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of other powers that in force that might mitigate against a really good local healthy diet, but it starts locally, you know, as far as health. And tonight's show is really great because it's really about taking charge of your own health.
Yeah, and by the way, I was eating pizza three weeks in a row only to gain 6 pounds to win a gold medal at a race. I stopped doing that. I've lost about 5 pounds in the last week. I sort of miss it. It becomes sort of addictive. It actually becomes sort of addictive. Like, oh, I could really use a piece of pizza right about now, but I've been a really good boy for the last 8 days.
Well, they wonder why they're on drugs for cholesterol.
Yeah.
Bottom line is, if you're shoving cheese in your arteries all the time, there's going to be some cholesterol in there.
Yeah,
that's
well,
for sure.
Well, let's take a little break on that thought, and we'll come back in a few minutes after this short pause.
We love our country. We don't want it fundamentally transformed. We don't want the Constitution ignored by Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and Jesse Jackson Jr. and Obama or anybody else anymore. We've had enough. We reject liberalism. We reject statism. You are systematically destroying our society, turning us into a third world country. I, for one, refuse to turn a third world country over to my children.
Talk within.
Tomorrow, 6 to 9.
Talk Radio 760.
KFMB.
Since 1954, Business Valuations Limited has served the affluent and private businesses by measuring, creating, and defending equity values. Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited serve thousands of trusted advisors and their clients in tax, transfer, and transaction matters, as well as IRS discounting and shareholder disputes. Business Valuations Limited is a veteran-owned firm offering a global footprint with local insights. Call 1-800-286-6635 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-286-6635.
You may have heard Dr. Peter Hellwig is the most experienced doctor in the area in performing dental implants. It's also true that other doctors do implants. But there is an enormous difference you need to know if you're considering such a procedure. Dr. Hellwig does everything you need right there in one office. His office. This means you won't have to go from one office to another as is common with the others, but also that Dr. Hellwig's fee is all-inclusive. Yes, every step of the implant creation and the procedure and all follow-up care is always included. This is not the case with certain area discounters, and it's only fair you know that. If dental implants might be right for you, there is no question who to call. The doctor who does every type of implant, who does everything in one office, and who gives you one upfront, all-inclusive low fee. Call Dr. Hellwig now for a free consultation, 619-993-6505. That's 619-993-6505. Or go to betterdentalimplants.com. Most insurance accepted.
What if you had to change careers? What if you suddenly needed to take on a new challenge? But what if that move was your choice? Instead of waiting for a change to find you, take control of your future with Concord Law School. Celebrating their 10th anniversary, Kaplan University's Concord Law School opened their virtual doors in 1998 and has helped over 1,000 graduates reach their education goals. Concord Law School's degree programs are designed to give you the ultimate flexibility. Don't let the challenges of work, family, or children limit your talent and potential. Go to law school from your home, office, or while traveling. Concord's live classes and 24/7 video lecture library are just part of their interactive, affordable, and accessible legal education program. A simple click online will help you learn more. Visit concordlawschool.edu. That's concordlawschool.edu. Discover the law school that comes to you. Enroll now for the upcoming term and find your future at concordlawschool.edu.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit matrixdirect.com.
Do you think you're getting your money's worth for your life insurance policy? Because if you're 40 and married and are paying more than $16 a month, chances are you're paying too much. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. And if you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $16 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-566-5506. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%, and the call is absolutely free. Call Matrix Direct. 1-800-566-5506. That's 1-800-566-5506. 1-800-566-5506.
Tomorrow, 9 to noon.
This is the road to the future, America.
Glenn Beck. 760. KFMB.
We got to let Hawaii 5-0 play a little bit here. I think it's one of the greatest theme songs ever, Hawaii 5-0. Welcome back to It's Your Money, Not Theirs. And if you would like to register and run in the race and meet Richard and Kathy on Thursday, it's this Thursday, right?
Thanksgiving is always on Thursday, Joe. Always.
But I mean this Thursday.
This Thursday, the 24th.
This coming, Thursday. None other than that.
That's it.
You register at www.osideturkeytrot.com. Osideturkeytrot.com. And now back to Richard and Kathy.
And it's worth it to come out because I'm going to run the 5-miler for Sirius, but then in the 5K at 8:30, I'm wearing a turkey costume. And if you can beat me in either race, if your time is better than me in either race, I'll give you your money back. All right. Either race. And I'm sort of tired because I just got done running 2 half marathons in 7 days. So 4 days from now, I've got to put in another 8.1.
So there's the 5K and a...
Yeah, the 5-milers at 7 a.m. Okay. And then the 5K, which is 3.1 miles for those of you who don't do metric.
Mm-hmm.
That's at 8:30, right, Kathy? 8:30?
Yeah.
So 2 races. And then after that, for the little ones, a bunch of 1-mile races. Let me talk a little bit about Move Your Feet Before You Eat, and then Kathy can plug the event. I want to talk a little bit about business leaders and the importance, well, actually, of two things related to people who are successful here in the community and business. Number one, I think business leaders need to set a good example by being in shape themselves, because if you're not, then your employees probably feel more inclined to maybe have some bad habits. But the other thing is I really want to encourage business leaders to get active in their communities at a grassroots level. I know it's great to donate money to charities. That's very important, but money isn't really scalable. It only pays for X amount of goods or X amount of services, depending on the amount contributed. But people who are successful in business, I've noticed, have talent, they have time, they have a lot of knowledge about different things, and in many cases, they have a large network of other resources that surround them that they can bring to bear to help in their communities with community causes and philanthropic causes. And I think that's been one of the reasons why the Oceanside Turkey Trot has been successful and the Move Your Feet Before You Eat Foundation has been able to make a difference in the community is because we have a very vibrant board that has a very large network. And so we not only bring some dollars to the table, we bring a lot of resources and knowledge and talent. And those things, I think, are scalable. I think when it comes to knowledge and talent and resources, 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2, it equals 3. Whereas, again, money, it's great to contribute money to philanthropic endeavors, but you can only buy what you can buy with $1 for $1. So, Kathy, let's talk a little bit more about the event. What should our listeners know about what's going on Thursday morning in downtown Oceanside?
Well, we're going to have about 7,500 runners, probably 2,000 or 3,000 spectators, and we have a costume contest, very popular, a lot of fun for the families. We give out awards in the age groups, 5-year age groups. We give out special awards to anybody who's a resident of Oceanside because we want to get the Oceanside folks to get out there and run and help lead the way in getting folks to be healthy. Right now at that event, out of the 8,000 people, about 3,000 of them come from actually Oceanside, which is terrific. And then we have people last year who came from China. This year I had a guy from Japan that's coming out all the way from Japan to run Oceanside along the beach. It's a beautiful course, downhill course. You get a great time at it. And at the finish line, we'll be giving out boxes of Clif Bars. Everybody who runs gets a Chipotle burrito. And as I mentioned, $5 goes back to the school of your choice or the nonprofit. And it's just, running is a great investment. When we started Move Your Feet Before You Eat, you know, the healthcare crisis can only be solved by each individual person taking some responsibility for their own health. The pill that the doctor gives you does nothing to make you better. It simply treats your symptoms. And so if you take responsibility for your own health, being part of that is being active and consuming the right types of food. I admit, you know, I took a lot of nutrition classes in college, and it wasn't until I started growing my own food in our yard that I realized how important what I ate was, because I'd watch my plants grow
And if I didn't give them the right kind of fertilizers or some worm castings and the proper nutrition, well, the food that grew, my blueberries and my peaches, they were not nearly as good. And then I thought, well, that must affect me just the same. And so whatever you put in your body, that's the result you're going to get good or bad results from. And people, you know, they're starting to show the calories when you go out to dinner and the nutritional content from the food. And I don't know how you guys feel about it, but oh my God, it's really difficult to get a meal for under like 1,200 calories in a restaurant. And most of the calories are high fat. And so it's really tough, you know.
Yeah, plus the portions that they tend to serve in most restaurants are just incredibly large. But again, we can sign up for the event at www.osideturkeytrot.com. You can also come out to the expo on Wednesday afternoon and sign up in person, right, Kathy?
You can. We'll be there from 3 o'clock until 6:30.
Where's there?
It's 2245 South El Camino. Fortunately for us, there's a little vacant commercial building right next to Target.
That's the Target Center right off of El Camino Real, just north of the Highway 78, right?
Yes, it's very conveniently located to the 78 freeway, easy to get on and off, and lots of places to enjoy dinner locally. If you're up there in Oceanside for the weekend, we have quite a few people coming from out of state. We've got representatives coming from 32 states and 339 cities this year, all to be running on the beach in Oceanside.
And you can also show up before the race starts at 7 a.m. on Thursday and sign up before the race as well, or sign up before the 8:35K as well. So again, online at www.osideturkeytrot.com. At the expo, starts at 3 p.m., right, on Wednesday?
It does, 3 p.m. at the Target Shopping Center in Oceanside.
So you can sign up there, or you can come out before the race and sign up morning of.
6 o'clock in the morning, we'll start taking registrations.
So if they came down 5, what's the best exit to get off, and where would they go?
Well, on Wednesday night, they want to take the 78 and get off at El Camino and go north to registration. Mm-hmm. In order to get to the race site, it's pretty simple. You just go north on 5 and exit on Mission. There's plenty of parking. The city of Oceanside has parking for easily the 8,000 people that
head west off of Mission, and it's basically at the intersection of Mission and Coast Highway, for lack of a better description.
A lot of volunteers helping.
Oh, the parking is really easy on Thanksgiving morning because all of the businesses are closed. Yeah.
Wow, this hour really raced by, Richard and Kathy.
Yeah, I like your choice of words, the hour raced by.
Well, we hope to see you all out Thursday morning at the wonderful race, and want to thank Kathy for being our guest tonight. And special thank you to Craig Blanke, our con executive, Justin Hart, our board operator extraordinaire, and of course, Dave Sniff, our programming genius here at KFMB. See you next week on It's Your Money, Not Theirs.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free Rosetta Stone demo. So, what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I've tried to learn a new language before, and it was always too hard.
Well, Rosetta Stone is a completely natural way to learn a new language, just like you learned your first language. No tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. It even comes in 30 languages. Oh, but there is one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start speaking a new language in less than 15 minutes.
Aha! Wait, did you say 15 minutes? To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now 1-800-600-7115. Experience for yourself the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language guaranteed. For your free demo, call now 1-800-600-7115.
The more you listen, the more you know. Mike Slater mornings, Rick Roberts afternoons. This is Talk Radio 760 KFMB.